At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Mark 2 and 3 and Luke 6. Feel free to hit pause and read Mark 2 and 3 and Luke 6 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus chose disciples. In the early chapters of Mark and Luke's Gospels, we discover Jesus inviting his first disciples to join him in ministry. Jesus initiated relationships with each of these men, taking the first step to bring them into his inner circle. The type of people Jesus called as disciples may have seemed like odd choices to some. The Pharisees, after all, disapproved of the company Christ kept. Jesus' disciples included two pairs of brothers who worked as fishermen, some who joined forces with the Romans, others who abhorred the Romans, a tax collector whose profession was known for dishonest gain, and one who would eventually betray him in exchange for 30 pieces of silver. It was a ragtag bunch. Jesus' critics likely thought he should have picked disciples they deemed more qualified, with cleaner reputations. But Jesus has a heart for the lost, sick, and searching, saying, "I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners." Mark 2, verse 17. One detail we often overlook is that Jesus spent an entire night in prayer before selecting these men to join his inner circle. He invited them into a close relationship with himself, knowing the optics of the situation, just as he still brings sinners into his fold. Even today, it's a wonder why he would call any of us to follow him. That's the beauty of his grace. Jesus was a friend of sinners, while the scribes and Pharisees believed themselves too holy for the likes of such company. When Jesus sensed this disapproval in the hearts of the religious elite, he addressed aloud their cynical concerns by sharing that only the sick need a doctor. Luke 5, verse 31. In other words, only those who recognize their sin and need for the Savior will be able to receive new life in him. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus to call believers out of sin and into new life with you. Let our actions and words shine the good news of the gospel to those around us. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Can Jesus use sinful people? 2. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? 3. How can we make disciples? Our key passage for this unit is Matthew 5, verse 16. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Matthew 5, verse 16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore the Lord of the Sabbath, Matthew 12, Mark 2 and 3, and Luke 6.